Earlier this week, a court case challenging the state's ability to force school districts to merge under Act 46 was put on hold. The delay raises a lot of questions about the timeline of Act 46. That's the law that aims to consolidate school districts in Vermont as enrollment numbers have declined. And that uncertainty around the law comes as school boards across Vermont are working on their budgets and as candidates for open school board positions are deciding if they'll run. So to help sort through what's going on here, VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman is here. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So first of all, let's back up a little. Help us understand how we got here.
Right. So Act 46 passed in 2015, and throughout the law's rollout, there were deadlines set up. And one of the big deadlines was November 2018, and that's when the State Board of Education had to come up with a plan for all of the school districts in the state that did not voluntarily merge. When the plan came out, there were about 80 or so school districts, and some of them were allowed to remain independent because it just didn't work out for them to easily merge with one of their neighbors. But there was a group of 30 or so districts that were very unhappy about the decision to force them to merge, and that group appealed the State Board of Education's decision in court. That appeal was filed in December. And this week, the two sides agreed to put the court case on hold to let the attorneys do a little more work.
Okay. And so what does that decision to delay the court appeal mean for the school districts that are involved with the case?
Yeah. So the reason this is so sticky is that we're right in the middle of budget season. Now, the Agency of Education, they want these school districts to merge. They want the districts to put out a single consolidated budget together. But these districts are defiant. They don't want to merge. They don't want to kind of lose their independence and give up because they think they're right in the middle of a fight. They might win. And I spoke with David Kelly this week. He's one of the attorneys representing the school districts. And here's what he said.
The timelines that were put in place are utterly unrealistic. But I think the best scenario is for these school districts to go ahead and design their budgets. And it's like Humpty Dumpty. Once it cracks, picking up the pieces is going to be very difficult to put back together again.
Now, this delay has really raised a lot of questions, and the Agency of Education sent out a memo this week. The memo pretty much said that even though with the delay in place, these school districts are expected to merge and become operational on July 1st.
Okay, so that still raises a lot of uncertainty. What's going to happen next?
Well, I was at a school board meeting in Dummerston this week, and Dummerston is one of the school districts involved in the appeal. The district there is preparing a budget, and for now, they're planning to present it to their voters. And there's also some confusion about open board seats because this is the time of year candidates turn in their petitions to town clerks to run for school board. But it's not clear in some of these towns whether there will or will not be a school board after July 1st. One more thing is that the districts, along with appealing the state board's decision, they're also asking the judge for an injunction to put the whole thing on hold. And if that happens, these districts have to have a budget and a board if they are indeed operational after July 1st. So there's still a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. And so there were also some questions raised this week, Howard, about the judge who's hearing this case. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, Washington Superior Court Judge Mary Miles Teachout is hearing the case, and her daughter serves on the Middlesex School Board. The Middlesex District is involved with the case. The judge has grandchildren in the school, and the Attorney General's office is asking that Judge Teachout be removed and that a new judge be assigned. And on top of all this, we have the legislature back in Montpelier, and some lawmakers say they'll introduce legislation to put the forced mergers on hold. So we're really going to be watching this and see how it develops.
Well, VPR will continue to follow all this news about Act 46. Howard, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Henry.